Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. You know, part of life is not, you don't have to know everything. You just have to know who knows when you don't know, right?
I would say so.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have the notion that somehow we should be able to fix every problem. And I don't think that that's necessarily the case. Hopefully we can fix some of our own problems, because otherwise we're just going to go around whining all the time, which, you know, has its certain appeal. But to at least know who to go to when you got a problem.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we were having, I suppose, you know, someone first told me when I started on the air, that they said, you know, don't talk about problems that you ever have on the air because nobody cares, you know, which, you know, is probably more or less true. They said, you know, that you're there to do a job and just do your job. But, you know, every once in a while, something will just crash and, you know, and to pretend that everything's okay just sounds, I mean, look, part of the program is just dealing with what is as opposed to what we wish was the case. So.
Yeah.
So I have no,
you don't always, you know, one thing I've learned from being in radio too is that you don't want to come off as completely oblivious either.
Exactly.
I mean? So
exactly.
It's kind
exactly.
of finding that balance between, you know, acknowledging it but not putting so much emphasis.
Yeah, not whining about it and
right.
not making it the listener's problem, because I mean, you guys don't care if Manny's pants are too tight today. You just don't care. Well,
I hope not. I hope nobody cares about that.
Well, you do, of course. But if I hear you gasping, I'll know that we need to unbutton it with a waistband or something. I don't know. That just came out of my head. Hopefully you didn't have too much food to eat last night.
No.
All right, so you're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because every once in a while, you know, they accuse me of Joy Dar, and I'll just pick something like that out, and it's, oh, my God. Oh, my God, she knew. All right. So today continues, to a certain extent, the world is not necessarily as benign a place as we'd like. All right, here's what's happening. And again, this is something I think that Manny and I have kind of discovered jointly, is that there do seem to be trends on certain days, even though they can be hundreds of years apart, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like yesterday was a very violent day. It was a violent day in 2014, and it was a violent day in 1814. I mean, it was a violent day. Okay, see what you get from this one. 1575, an earthquake at an estimated magnitude of 8.5.
Man.
8.5.
Wow.
And remember, it's a geometric progression, so 8.5 is serious.
Mm-hmm.
At Valdivia, Chile.
1575. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, how anybody... First of all, this raises some questions as far as I'm concerned. In 1575, they didn't have electricity.
Right.
They didn't have seismographs. They didn't have
the
National Weather Service.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's my question.
How
did
they measure the magnitude of that earthquake?
And clearly it's an estimate based on... What? So it'd be really... Let's see if it says anything about that. Because, you know, everybody... Oh, yeah.
Did they base it on, like, the damage? Or, like, the...
I don't know.
The amount of area affected, maybe?
When I tried to go to it, I got an ad from Wikipedia. So not helpful. All right. So, but, I mean, that's... I mean, clearly... As many of you know, I've worked on two archaeology digs in my life. And the joke was that you could tell from the tibia of Neanderthal man that he was monotheistic, monogamous, and ate a lot of grapes. I mean, you know, the science will take a very little data and then extrapolate it. 1575 is 400 and, what, 30-some years ago. 39 years ago or something like that,
yeah,
right?
439.
Yeah. Okay. Not bad for doing it in my head, right?
Very good.
All right. An 8.5 earthquake. I don't know that in modern times we've ever experienced an 8.5. I don't know what I don't know what Pompeii was. I don't know what Mount Etna was. But so how can they say that? And the answer is, you know, I guess by devastation. But again, you're looking back, you know, almost 500 years and trying to extrapolate. So who knows? It's just an interesting kind of thing that unfortunately I think most people say, wow, that's big. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Okay, 1773 to this very day, Boston Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
We are the Sons. Yes, we are the Sons of Liberty. Okay, Sons of Liberty, disguised as Mohawk Indians. Way to go, guys. Put it on somebody else's shoulders. Dumped hundreds of crates of tea into Boston harbors in protest against the Tea Act. Taxation without representation is tyranny. We could say that now, I think, because I don't know how many of you feel that you're being realistically represented. I don't, but what can I tell you? See, the Tea Party certainly doesn't. 1811, the first two in a series of four severe earthquakes occur in the vicinity of New Madrid, Missouri.
Now we got a theme going.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Stick with me on this. 1903, Taj Mahal Palace and Tower in Bombay first opens its doors to the guests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1920, Haiyuan earthquake, magnitude 8.5, rocks the Gansu province in China, killing an estimated 200,000 people.
Wow.
Again, this is 1920, so that's, you know, 90-some years ago, 96 years ago.
And another 8.5.
Yeah. So I don't know. These seem to me somewhat, to be quite honest, made-up numbers, but that's three earthquakes today. So San Francisco batting down the hatches. Do you know who's supposedly susceptible to an earthquake?
What place is that?
New York. We're in an epicenter.
Really?
And we're most of New York, except where I live, is rock.
Okay.
I live actually on Phil. I live on Phil from the original World Trade Center, believe it or not.
Okay.
But it's got like pilings 8 feet deep and stuff like that. So supposedly, even though we're an epicenter, who knows?
Wow. Really, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's like I remember in geology class, they'd say the definition of an extinct volcano is one that hasn't erupted recently. that's the only definition. Okay, 1937, Theodore Cole and Ralph Rowe attempt to escape from the American federal prison on Alcatraz. Neither is ever seen again. So they did escape Alcatraz. The question is, did they survive? Well, we don't know.
Yeah, never saw them again.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. 1946, Thailand joined the UN. And 1995, official adoption of the name of Euro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the Euro.
It finally became what it is today.
Yeah, coin of the realm.
Yeah.
It's only been less than a decade. There you go. So it does seem to me that this is a day, I mean, that's three major earthquakes that we know about.
Right.
Right?
And who knows if there's been, like, others that we don't know about.
Yeah, exactly. Or ones that were not as monumental, literally. Or even if these were what they say they were. Did you see our representative? Gas is now below $2 a gallon in 13 states.
Yeah, how about that? Not in this state, not in Minnesota yet.
Not here either.
It's pretty close.
But we actually, our state rep, Schumer, is saying he wants an investigation about why the airlines keep increasing fares. And they have, most of them have a fuel tax when gas is cheaper than it's been for a very long time.
Hmm.
Which I think is a perfectly legitimate question.
Yeah. That's, that makes you wonder.
Well, no, it doesn't make you wonder. It makes you scoff and distrust and unhappy. I think none of us wonder why it's happening because they can. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So today we're going to continue a little bit on our attempt at festivity in the light of a not terribly festive world these days. But we're going to do our best. You're always welcome to call with whatever it is that's on your mind. We still have some annoying Christmas carols to go through, which hopefully will give you at least a chuckle. Your worst Christmas gift ever. At some point, we'll probably do New Year's resolutions, because I really like those.
Yeah, those are coming
I think
up.
It's a way of looking forward and back. So we'll figure out that as well. 855 1-800-799-3756-9. And it's Happy Chocolate Covered Anything Day, which works for me. And the first day of Hanukkah is actually tomorrow. Tonight, Hanukkah starts. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Well, hi, Doctor. Work with energy issues, and I have a kind of a theory about why gasoline prices are the way they are.
Okay.
It has to do... There's an incontrovertible bit of evidence, and that's that there's a desire to put in a natural gas pipeline across Syria up into Europe. It would go basically from Saudi Arabia and various countries. They're doing fracking in the Middle East, and they want to sell that natural gas up in Europe. So
okay. There
are two different organizations that are competing to put in these pipelines, and they want monopoly. They'll do their best to crush each other rather than have true competition.
Okay.
And the one organization is through Syria. Assad and Russia have a plan that would make a pipeline that would go to the Mediterranean, where it would be loaded on ships. And Saudi Arabia, with a consortium of others, have plans to actually build a pipeline that would go up into Turkey and then toward Europe. And they are basically, all of ISIS was basically created to facilitate this pipeline and crush the Russian-Syrian competition. ISIS was created by the Saudi Arabians to do that. And so what's going on in Ukraine is directly tied to it, because they're trying to keep the Russians busy in the Ukraine so they can't get involved in protecting their investments.
Stephen, let me ask you a question. Do you understand what kind of program I actually have here?
It's I heard you mentioning that gasoline prices, and
I was mentioning it. Yeah, good point. Fair enough. And because I'm a psychologist. I'm basically
right.
Frasier with better hair and better legs, which I know escapes everybody on the radio, but nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
And so I basically, it's not that I'm not interested in what you're saying, and to a certain extent, I think it does kind of confirm most people's, unfortunately, a cynical but probably accurate view of the fact that we go to war with people who have natural resources that we want, and they
right.
go to war with each other for exactly the same reasons. So we send young men and women to die so people can get rich. And I certainly don't disagree with that. It's just that it's a little far afield from what I usually deal with on the air. But it's an interesting perspective.
Sure. Well, if I could manipulate it into a psychological edge.
Good. Certainly. Give it your best shot there.
The ISIS group has captured a bunch of oil fields. And they're psyching out the world in the belief that they are a bunch of religious people, when in fact they're just a bunch of thugs who are intended to facilitate this pipeline. One other thing is they've captured some oil fields, and the oil companies are refusing to buy the oil from them, but there's no doubt that it's being sold on the black market.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if they're selling
yeah.
it for two cents a gallon instead of, or, 2 cents a barrel instead of $100 a barrel, that's probably bringing the prices down. So,
does seem to be, my understanding, again, and it's not my field but at all, is that that there is a glut, and a glut that's expected to go on into next year, so that there is actually a surfeit of oil right now.
Right, and that would explain, ISIS has captured some big fields. And nobody wants to buy it, and that's their glut. And so it's being sold on the black market, and nobody wants to admit to buying it.
The Most Violent Year is actually an interesting movie that has the same theory about it, except it was set in New York in the 80s, the idea of oil and people sort of hijacking each other's. In this particular case, they were hijacking each other's trucks. But the same basic theory, I mean, the problem, one of the awful things, or maybe one of the good things or interesting things, is understanding how little human behavior changes, that somehow the good stuff, presumably there are good people, but the bad junk keeps happening over and over again. Kind of,
well, I know, and it's
kind of upsetting.
Giving courage to the honest people is, well, there's the other psychological edge of it.
Well, but I think, but all of us basically need to listen to that inner compass that we have, that inner voice that says you do it because it's the right thing, not sure. because someone's noticing. As my favorite definition of a good person is what somebody does when nobody's watching with somebody who can't do them any good, how they treat that person. So, yeah, you know, hey, listen, thanks for the lesson, and we'll get Chuck Schumer on that as well, because he's the one who's saying, how come airline prices aren't going down?
Yes. Oh, one last thing. Happy Yalda.
Happy Yalda?
Yeah, Yalda is the oldest holiday known to humans. That's the solstice, basically. So
well, that
it
comes what isn't I think the solstice is Saturday, I think, isn't it?
Around then, yeah. I can't remember if it's the 22nd or 21st. But
it's the 21st, I think. And
sneaking up on us.
It is. Yeah, winter begins Sunday, actually, the 21st. So,
yes.
And it's Yalda.
Y-A-L-D-A. Yeah, it's the oldest holiday known to civilization.
And what's the derivation of that word?
You know, I'm not even sure. It's probably the first people that figured out that the days were getting longer and the nights.
Yeah, but I mean, that has to be something of a language. Either that or somebody made it up after the fact, like the 8.5 earthquake in Chile in 1575. I think that's probably one of those things that somebody made up backward.
You know, I just shut down my computer, so I can't look it up real quick, but I'll bet somebody could find it.
Fair enough. Someone will find it for us.
Good week.
All right, David, listen, you live in San Francisco, yes?
I do.
Well, you heard that there were three major earthquakes that have occurred worldwide on this day in history, so make sure you have enough water.
we've got to do some dancing to make sure that we don't feel it.
Exactly. This is the time of year. Well,
hey, light-footed, yeah.
It's my holdover from having lived in San Francisco for so many years is I always have gobs of water in the refrigerator. And in fact, I was there during one of the earthquakes, and I don't remember doing it at all because I was really exhausted. But the next morning, I realized I'd filled up the bathtub with water, which is what you do when there's going to be an earthquake.
Oh yeah.
So there you go, David. Have a happy Yalta to you. And tonight's the first night of Hanukkah, which is nearly the solstice. So there you go.
Well, I've got too many books and papers around here to start lighting candles.
Well, apparently there are a lot of them that you just twist the little bulbs. That's apparently what people are doing. Yeah, a little less likely to set your entire living room on fire.
That's right.
All right,
hey,
David, thanks for calling. Bye. He does tend to support the rather cynical yet, I think, accurate notion that most of the things that we view as political or religious, not all, but a lot, have at their base money, which is, you know, I suppose we shouldn't really be upset by it because it's as old, literally, as human history of you got, I want. But still, you'd think that we could sort of evolve a little bit better than that, don't you? Maybe we can't. Well, we're going to try it. We're going to try it here, at least. Here, we're going to evolve. Let's hear it for evolution. 855, or at least us getting to be our nicer selves. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you today?
Good, Vinny. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been dating this girl for about 5-6 years now. And when I first met her, she had an ex-boyfriend in her life who was the father of her two children. And he sort of made things, like, miserable for us. He was always following her and harassing her. He did all kinds of things, keyed her car and bent her antenna, ripped out her flowers, threatened her, threatened me. And this went on for quite a few years.
How long had she been apart from him when she started dating you, Vinny?
Maybe about 4 months.
Now, and how long were they together?
quite a few years. I mean, they had two children together.
Yeah, not the world's smartest thing for either of you to have done.
Well, met the girl. You know, I didn't. The way I met the girl was I was at my son's school one day, you know, for about 3 months, and I saw her passing by. And, you know, we'd always say, hello, how are you? And that's as far as it went. And then one day we met by my car and we started talking and we started to have a relationship after that.
Yeah, but it's just 4 months after a multi-year relationship is too long. How long had you been divorced when you met her?
I met her about maybe 4 years.
Okay, do you remember the first year after your divorce, Vinny?
Pretty much.
It was awful, yes? Confusing and upsetting and kind of bouncing around like a ping pong ball. That's
right.
Why you don't date people when they're 4 months out of a relationship. All right, so you're 6 years down the road. He was a pain in the neck. What's going on today?
Well, he was a pain in the neck. He finally met someone and moved on with his life, and he didn't bother us anymore. Her and I were planning to build a life together. You know, and I used to go to her house and help her cut her grass, remodel her kitchen, paint everything. So I was like the handyman of her life. I was like the man in her life. I was more like a husband than just a boyfriend.
Okay.
I knew. And
so
now,
what's going on today, Cookie?
Okay, what's going on today? Well, today is where she met some guy. Well, she didn't meet some guy. She's talking to some guy that she's known for 15 years at a station that her company did business with. And recently, maybe 2 months, about February.
Vinny, are you moving around? Because your phone's breaking up a little on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Much.
Okay. Now, in February, she sort of walked away from me and started hanging out with this gentleman because he got divorced. And I told her, I said, look, you're going to be with this guy. I have to leave. I don't want to.
No, wait. Back up a little bit. How old are the children, first of all?
Her children are 9 and 10.
Okay.
Well, 10 and 11. I'm sorry, 10 and 11.
All right. So, and the two of you were living together at this moment or not?
No. I was at her house every. I would sleep in her house Friday night, Saturday night, and I would go home Sunday. And then during the week, I would be there two or three nights a week. But I was very close with her family. I mean, I was her mother, her brother. In fact, I know her sister.
All right. So you, the two of you have been dating each other. Did either of you want to get married?
Yes, we spoke about getting married. We spoke about I own a house and she owns a house. Mm-hmm. We spoke about selling our houses and buying one together.
But why didn't you?
Well, because my mom was 85 years old and she lived with me and she was suffering from dementia. And I wanted to get her settled in a home, you know, so she's okay. Her daughter had a drug problem and she needed to get her daughter into a rehab center. And her
11-year-old?
No. She has an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old daughter from her first marriage. I would be her third marriage.
Was she married to the father of her children?
No, she was never married to him, but they were together for like 7 years.
So are we counting that as a marriage or not as a marriage?
Well, I'm counting it as a marriage. If you're living with each other, you're having kids together.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to clarify the terms here. All right. So the two of you have been together 6 years, not you know, living a lot together, but not really living in the same household formally, not married.
She knows this guy for 15 years because her company did business with the gas station where he worked at, and they became friends. Now, the thing is, there was a couple of times where, well, there was one particular time where she met him with her girlfriend and his friend at a bar. Now, she told me that she was going out with her girlfriend. Then I found out a couple of years later that she met him with her girlfriend at a bar. Now, his wife didn't know that he was meeting her for a drink, and I think it's just a whole sneaky thing.
Well, but it's a couple of years ago. What's going on today, Vinny?
Well, going on today is like when we separated in February, she told me that this gentleman wasn't in her life, that he wasn't around, that he hasn't been around. Then I found out later on he's been in her house.
Vinny, what's the question to me?
I'm sorry?
The question to me is what?
Well, as it stands now, I feel that if he's in her life, because of what happened, I can't be in her life anymore. Because I'm not going to be in a relationship.
What is she saying? Is she saying they're just friends?
She says they're just friends. She says they're just friends. That they've been friends and they'll always be friends and that's just the way it is.
Well, so why is that? Do you think she's sleeping with him?
I think there's something more than that because the way she...
Do you think she's sleeping with him?
I don't know. That I
do
really
you think she's sleeping
know.
With him?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't.
Vinny, is she sleeping with you?
We haven't been doing much of anything lately.
You said you separated in February. Are you back together or not back together?
Well, in February we separated, and that's when I found out he was going to hunt a family party.
Vinny.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Listen for a minute.
Okay.
You got a bunch of problems here. First of all, you've got a woman who sort of seems to get her, you know, the next guy lined up while she's still in a relationship. She did it with you, and she may be doing it to you now. It's a little unclear, number one. Number two, you've got a relationship that's sort of in limbo and has been for quite some time. I mean, 6 years with grown-ups, I mean, either are friends or, I mean, I don't know what it means for grown-ups to date each other for 6 years. Number three, the issue, if she doesn't want to be with you, the issue about whether she's with somebody else is not very relevant. The issue, if she is with you, then it obviously, then you have to determine whether or not this guy is a threat to the relationship. But, you know, I'm not clear that you guys have a relationship at this moment, that she wants one with you, or that you're particularly interested in a long-term commitment to her. So let's look at that for a minute. Let's start with you. Are you interested in a long-term commitment to her?
Yes, I am. Because
Do you want to get married, for example?
Well, yes, I do. I even said to her, I would rent out my home and move into her home. And move into her home so that we would all be together. And
is that,
this way,
well, but is that valuable to her? I mean, it sounds to me that I mean, would you pay half of her expenses?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. So does she want you to move in with her?
Well, I mean, we spoke about it for a long time.
No, no. Oh, Vinny, we're only talking about
right
today.
Right now, she says no. Right now, she says no.
Vinny, all right, so you're interested in her. Do we have any indication that she's interested in you at this moment?
Actually, no. There is no indication because, I mean, like I said, the past 2 weeks we've been like cats and dogs fighting.
But you already mentioned that the two of you had separated in February. What was
right.
that about? You didn't know anything about this dude then, did you?
Well, that's just it. I asked her. I said, are you hanging out with anybody else? If you met somebody else, tell me, and I'll just walk away.
Well, but Vinny, presumably the reason didn't, when her wish to separate in February surprised you, you had no idea that was happening?
No, I had no idea. I had no idea. She went out one weekend in late January with her girlfriends, and then all of a sudden it was, you know, well...
And the two of you hadn't been fighting, and things hadn't sort of gotten a little...
Just a normal, you know...
Vinny, listen, I think you're looking at the wrong stuff. The issue is not, is she interested in somebody else? And I know your pride wants to go in that direction. The question is she interested in you? And I think that's what you really have to ascertain at this moment. And you can say to her, look, not only would I like to live with you, I'd like to get married with you, I'd like to commit to you. Are you willing to do that now? Now, she's going to either say yes or no. If she says yes, then he's obviously not a relevant issue. If she says no, he's still not the issue. The issue is, why not? Do you think you're ever going to be? Is it over? Focus on what you have control over, which is, I want to be in this relationship to you. He is not the relevant issue. And there's no particular reason to believe that. I mean, I know, the problem is, you can see the other hidden poison fruit of dating somebody when they've just gotten out of one relationship is that you have the sense that they would do, if they did that to one person, they do it to somebody else. And that's really part of what's poisoning this relationship. But it's not the relevant issue. Who she was with before isn't the issue. Who she may be with in the future isn't the issue. The issue is, does she want to be with you? That's what you have to stay focused on. All right? And find out. If she says, I don't know, then say, look, I want to get out of your life. Call me in 6 months and tell me where you are. But don't give her a chance to sort of play you, and don't show your worst jealous self, because that's not in your best interest. If you care about her, it's time to see about a commitment. And if she's not willing to commit, then clear out and give her a chance to figure out whether she misses you, and you to decide whether or not you miss her. Yeah, that idea of sort of hanging around. You know, I think on some level you sort of have the sense that all of us do, that if we clear out, that we'll lose the person, that out of sight, out of mind. But if that's true, if just, you know, after some kind of intense relationship of whatever duration, by disappearing, we disappear from their consciousness, then there's really not much of a shot there. I mean, you don't want to be a target of opportunity. You don't want someone to be with you because there's nobody else interesting around, because that makes you and the relationship very vulnerable to anybody else, to somebody kind of strolling by. You want someone to feel that you've chosen them and they've chosen you. And if that's not the case, clearing out can sometimes clear the situation a bit, because it gives both of you an opportunity to figure out if you miss each other. And if you do, then you've got something to build on. If you don't, I mean, there are other people in the world. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. So let's do some more Christmas carols to keep people in the spirit of really irritating Christmas carols. Bah humbug.
Well, one we left off from yesterday was Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
That I tend to agree. I think it's kind of smarmy in a way. I mean, it seems very sort of intentional, you know, as opposed to... All right, keep going.
Marquita says, "We wish you a Merry Christmas." And she goes, her reasoning for that is, in all the verses and all their variations, the song says absolutely nothing meaningful. It is a, it's an obscenely long Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. It says Happy New Year. I mean, what do you want? This is the theory of existentialism and how human beings should run their lives. And your point's well taken. All right, keep going.
Chris says, that Grinch song. Why? Because I just don't like it.
Well, I've seen, and I've met the guy who plays the Grinch on Broadway, and he's lovely. So, but it is, I mean, it's just fun hearing the voice. And it's a little different. Fair enough, though. All right.
Donna says, Santa Baby, because, and then she goes, is it supposed to be sexy, selfish? I just don't get it. I hate that song.
Wow. I think it's supposed to be sexy.
Yeah.
But if you're not sure, I guess so. It's not that sexy. If you have to ask. All right, there we go.
Marika says, any Carol Mariah Carey interprets.
She hasn't been interpreting much lately, has she?
She hasn't. She's
kind of dropped off the radar.
Yeah.
With a little plunk. That was rude. Okay, keep going.
Evelyn says, Wham's Last Christmas. Not sure how this ever got to even be one. Yuck.
Yeah, I'm not sure I even know that one, which may be merciful.
It's not familiar to me.
Okay. We should ask for obscure Christmas carols at some point. That might be fun. Except we won't know any of them, so maybe that's a little self-defeating. It's like whenever I talk about television, okay.
Marcia says, I hate radio stations that play Christmas music 24 hours a day before Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, a lot of them do. There's some, I remember one that started, I mean, the first day it's kind of fun, but I think they started literally like December 1st or something.
Yeah.
And the first couple of songs, you're thinking, wow, this is kind of fun. And, you know, I miss the Christmas carols and it reminds you of, you know, when you heard them for the first time. But after about 3 hours, not to mention 3 days, not to mention 3 weeks, you just want to change channels, which is, I think, what you do.
Yeah. And here's one that you touched on yesterday. Marianne says, the Chipmunk Christmas song, annoying.
Alvin. Yeah, we hate Alvin. Theodore and Simon and Alvin. Yeah, irritating.
Here's an interesting one. Betsy says, most of the newer jazzed up versions of the older favorites. Interesting perspective.
Yeah. I mean, I guess people, what did I say, that White Christmas had been covered 43 times? Hmm. And, you know, and since its inception, or its introduction, I guess.
Yeah. Carol says, she says, my hubby would say me, as I am a Christmas Carol born December 25th.
And she's the most irritating? Oh, dear. Well, honey, Carol's husband, I think, needs to do a little bit of remedial Christmas caroling this year.
Catherine says, 12 days of... and ...
Yeah.
So tired.
Well, I actually haven't heard it for a while, so maybe I'm, you know... I
haven't heard it at all yet, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, and somebody... my favorite things is when people... And there will be one next week that will calculate... In fact, I'll bet you there is one today about the cost of the 12 days of Christmas. Let's say of 12 days of Christmas... Well, we need cost of 12 days of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
It's all right. Keep going.
Kim says she also does not like Santa Baby. She says it should be outlawed.
Well, it does sound, it's a little tacky. I mean, especially, all right, 12 days of Christmas items cost more than $116,000.
Yikes.
All right, here we go. See, I for some unbeknownst reason like those. I guess because it's just kind of snotty, and kind of offsets the notion of what Christmas is or something.
It's probably the five golden rings that jumps the price.
Well,
right?
Geese a-laying apparently are somewhat expensive as well. Now see, this drives me nuts. I just went to it and I've got all these ads, and it's not even telling me what I'm trying to find. We're going again. Let's see if we can find it. It's ABC News. All right, I'm not going to ABC News because you guys didn't give me what I wanted. I mean, I'm going to stop using that website. All right, here we go. Baltimore Journal, one day ago. Let's see if we can get these. All right. If you guys give me an ad, I'm just going to be really... All right, here we go. Yay, Baltimore Journal. Everybody go to the Baltimore Journal because they're nice guys and they don't sort of rip us off like everybody else. Although we're supposed to sign up. Wall Street Journal has an interesting Christmas sales tracker comparing prices at different retailers for bigger ticket items. We don't care about that. We care about the... You know, maybe they're lying to me. See, it just drives me crazy that I really wanted something very specific, and they're not giving it to me. And that's what the headline is. Here's how much it would cost to buy everything in 12 days of Christmas. All right, so there. And but then the article tells me about a dozen days, how much coffee costs. Let's see, maybe it's number two. A 4.1% growth in holiday sales. I don't care about any of that. I want to know what it costs to do the 12 days of Christmas. And they're not letting me do it. You know, I think I'm going to really...
It's not very nice of them.
Yeah, no, six geese a laying will cost you $360. But, you know, I want to know about the rest of it. All right, here we go. You just have to get to page two. A couple of pieces of poultry pushed most of the inflation, with French hens jumping 10% in cost and geese spiking 71.4%. Turtle doves, calling birds, gold rings, swans, maids, dancers, pipers, and drummers didn't change in price. A couple of these are notable, particularly gold rings and maids. The most surprising result is the cost of the five gold rings staying the same. See, so there you go. But surprising because there's been a drop in gold commodity prices. Maids of milking costs are worth pointing out because they're about to go up in Maryland. They're calculated using minimum wage, and a law signed this year will raise the state's minimum wage from $7.25 to $8 starting January 1st. So here we go. A partridge in a pear tree. Guess how much? Just pick a number.
$30.
$207.68, which is up almost 4%.
Wow.
Turtle doves, $125, unchanged. French hens, $181.50, up 10%. Calling birds, $600, unchanged. Gold rings, $750, unchanged. Geese a laying, $360, up 71.4. Seven swans, $7,000.
Nobody breaks down the economics of the 12 days of Christmas like Dr. Joy Brown.
There you go. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.